Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from our epistle reading. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his first letter, beginning with the last verse of chapter 12. And I will show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. This is God's word. I'm going to begin with a public service announcement to those whom it may concern. You have 11 days left until Valentine's Day. You probably don't want to forget. When you dig into the history of Valentine's Day, not everything is crystal clear, but what we can say is that it has definite Christian roots. It seems there were several Christian leaders named Valentine or Valentinus, and many of them were imprisoned or martyred for their faith. And that could come across as kind of a downer. But I suppose that depends on your definition of love and your understanding of what love is willing to do. Love is one of those words that is notoriously elastic. It can stretch in many different ways depending on the context. For example, you've got romantic love, which is often described in terms of a roller coaster ride or other extremes. Something else is being expressed when a parent says, I love my kids. When your friend says, I love you, it's similar but different. And then the word can simply be used to mean we really enjoy something, like I love ice cream. One thing I'm afraid of is that Christian people hear statements like, love one another, and they get the wrong idea. They think, I could never have warm, fuzzy feelings for that guy over there. But that misses the point. Where we tend to think of love as a feeling, the Bible talks about it as an action, a conscious decision to look away from self and to look to the needs of others and to work towards meeting those needs. And this is precisely where the Apostle Paul goes in 1 Corinthians 13. Here Paul provides us with a detailed definition of a specific kind of love. In the Greek language, it's called agape. It is completely unique to the New Testament, which makes sense because the source of it is the unique person of Jesus. It can sometimes be a struggle to come to grips with agape love because it's rather different than the emotional, possessive love at the heart of a million pop culture stories and songs. But Paul calls having and giving agape love a more excellent way. Why? Well, let's check it out. Listen again to what Paul says love is and what it isn't. He says love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Now that is quite a list. There may be parts of it that you are attracted to. Even so, if you take it seriously, it becomes immediately challenging. Paul is saying that This is what agape love is, or what it is not. That means if there's something going on in a relationship that's the opposite of what's described here, something's off. Impatience, mean-spiritedness, may be many things, but it's not love. Jealousy or bragging, not love. Arrogance or rudeness, not love. Irritability or resentfulness, not love. Love rejoices in truth. Love can always be counted on. Paul is painting a picture, and he keeps adding details that show love is the will to do what's right for someone else. And there's a twist here that we really need to realize. When Paul describes love in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he's really talking about how Christians should love one another and everyone else in their world. Although this passage has become a standard wedding text, these words are not first and foremost about the love between a husband and a wife, though they certainly apply. Loving others, doing the right thing for another person, is what Paul calls a still more excellent way to live. More excellent than what? Well, the preceding chapter in this letter was all about spiritual gifts. And Paul says here that there is something more excellent and more valuable than possessing spiritual gifts. And that something is having and giving agape love. This love includes feelings, but is not controlled by them. This love is a deliberate choice. It is a commitment to care, even and maybe especially when I don't feel like it. In fact, a Christian is called to love people. I am called to love people, even though they are unlovable, unbearable, and undesirable. Why? Because there are times when I am unlovable, unbearable, and undesirable, and God never stops loving me. And the truth is, we can only harness this kind of love in our connection with Christ. He is the pioneer in providing this love to the world. The most famous Bible verse says it all. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Did you hear it? God's will to do the right thing for his creation caused him to sacrifice his own dear Son. Parents, please imagine what it would possibly be like to exchange the life of your child for anyone else's. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? But this choice God made shows you just how valuable you are to him. Jesus' commitment to care for his creation led him to a cross. And Hebrews 12 verse 2 says that Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising its shame. The joy set before Jesus was the joy of knowing that his death and resurrection were going to set things right. His joy was in knowing that after going through the terrors of hell and death, you would belong to Him. And that made it worth it. At the heart of agape love is sacrifice. It is sacrificial love that has saved you and me from destruction. It is sacrificial love that can save others through you. It is seldom easy to love this way, but it is possible. It's the most powerful force in the world. It is the more excellent way. What are some things you need to let go of in order to give yourself more fully? Who needs to be loved by you with agape love? Let's pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we come before you this day grateful for the love that has claimed us, cleansed us, and given us a new kind of life to live. Please, day by day, as we come into contact with you through your word, through your sacraments, through our brothers and sisters in Christ, teach us what it means to love willingly, sacrificially, and with great commitment to one another. In so doing, may we release your love into this world. Please continue to save this world through your word, through your church, through your people. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.